The history of people writing on walls extends from the earliest known cave paintings in Spain nearly 50,000 years ago, through the Roman Empire, where gladiators left often bawdy messages on Colosseum walls, to the iconic Kilroy Was Here in the 1940s. But graffiti finally became a recognizable worldwide art revolution in the late 1960s, when a few kids from Philadelphia and New York City picked up their pens and started writing. What they created at that moment was not noticeably different from what came before. This graffiti was simple, just the name of the writer, cornbread in Philly, tacky 183 in New York, and maybe a message to another writer or a love interest. But as they wrote, two new elements, both essentially American, were introduced: fame and style. As word spread, other young kids wanted to get up in their neighborhoods, each developing their signature letter set to stand out against all of the other writers who were competing for the same wall space. By the mid-80s, these artists, some would say vandals, had moved from simple signatures to bubble letters to murals with highly stylized calligraphic and pictorial elements. 40 years later, modern graffiti is found in almost every city in the world, and its stylistic and cultural influence reaches into art museums, ad agencies, and even architecture firms. Graffiti's staying power and relevance is no longer a question. Now, the question might be, what do we do with it? For KMUW, I'm Zach Gingrich-Gaylord.